Let's go, Niv.
So we are reading selected excerpts on the topic of Parashat Shmot. This is excerpt 16 from Rabash. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out, so that they were in dread of the sons of Israel. The meaning of the words, but the more they afflicted them, is that they will multiply and spread to the same extent that they are afflicted. It seems as though it is a condition that there cannot be multiplication and spreading in the work before there is a basis of affliction first. But to understand the above written, we must know our tenet, meaning know what is our essence. As it is explained in the introductions, it is only our will to receive. And certainly, when the will to receive fulfills its wish, that fulfillment is not considered work, since work means that for which one is rewarded. In other words, work is actions that man would avoid. And he does them only because he has no choice, since he wishes to receive some reward. The reward is considered the thing that he craves, and his only desire and wish is for that thing. True craving means that this thing touches his heart so deeply that he says, I'd rather die than to live if I cannot obtain it. It follows that if he has no affliction or pain for not having what he craves, it is not considered a craving, and his craving is measured by the extent of his suffering.
Let's continue.
We'll continue with the next item, next headline, Moses the Faithful Shepherd. Item 17, I am of heavy mouth and heavy tongue, said about Moses. Moses is called the Faithful Shepherd, since Moses is called faith, and with faith there is no mouth or tongue. For mouth and tongue mean that he explains the matters with mind and reason, while Moses is faith above reason.
Yeah,
that's why.
Excerpt number 18 from Baal HaSulam. And Moses answered and said, but they will not believe me, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. Interpretation, because the mouth of Kedusha was in exile, as in, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Moses, the faithful shepherd, argued before the Creator, but they will not believe me. Even if I tie Israel to me and bring down some bestowal for them, the klipa of Pharaoh sucks it out and robs it from them. And although they are attached to me, they will still not listen to me. That is, while the klipa of Pharaoh has dominion and a mouth and speech in exile, still, if they believed in the faithful shepherd properly, the children of Israel would be able to listen to Moses, who is above the mouth and speech. If they strengthen themselves in that, they would certainly be saved from the klipa of Pharaoh.
Rabash.
So excerpt number 19 from Rabash. Before Moses came, they had strength to work because they still did not know what "for the sake of the Creator" meant. But when Moses came and explained to them what it means to bestow and not receive anything, the Pharaoh of each one started asking questions. One, as it is written, Pharaoh asked, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Two, then came the wicked one's question, who asked, "What is this work for you?" It follows that once the people of Israel heard from Moses that they must work for the sake of the Creator, the real resistance of the evil in man began. We are in item 20. The headline is concerning the staff and the serpent. 20. Baal Sulam. This is the meaning of the question, what is it in your hand? A hand means attainment, from the words, a hand attains. A staff means that all his attainments are built on the discernment of inferior importance, which is faith above reason. Faith is regarded as having inferior importance and as lowliness. One appreciates things that clothe within reason. However, if one's mind does not attain it, but resists one's mind, and then one should say that faith is of superior importance to one's mind, it follows that at that time he lowers his mind and says that what he understands within reason, that he resists the path of the Creator, faith is more important than his own mind. This is because all the concepts that contradict the path of the Creator are worthless concepts. Rather, they have eyes, but they will see not. They have ears, but they will hear not. It means that he annuls everything he hears and sees. This is called going above reason. And thus, it seems to a person as lowness and katnut.
Meaning what it seems to us. Let's keep going.
Item 21, Baal Sulam. If the staff is thrown to the ground and one wants to work with a higher discernment, meaning within reason, degrading the above reason, and this work seems low, one's Torah and work immediately becomes a serpent. This is the meaning of the primordial serpent. And this is the meaning of anyone who is proud, the Creator tells him, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. The reason is, as we've said, that he has placed his Shekhinah on trees and rocks. Hence, if one throws the discernment of the staff to the ground, one and raises oneself to work with a higher attribute, this is already a serpent. There is no middle. It is either a serpent or a Kedusha, since all the Torah and the work that one had from the discernment of a staff, all has now entered the discernment of a serpent. Verse 22.
Okay.
Excerpt number 22, Baal Sulam. In order for a person to not remain in the authority of the Sitra Acha, the Creator made a correction, that if one leaves the discernment of the staff, he immediately falls into the state of a serpent. He immediately falls into a state of failures and has no power to strengthen. unless he accepts the discernment of faith, called lowliness, once more. It follows that the failures themselves cause one to take upon himself the discernment of a staff once more, which is the discernment of faith above reason. This is the meaning of what Moses said, "But they will not believe me." It means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. Then the Creator told him, "What is it in your hand? A staff. Cast it on the ground." And then promptly it became a serpent. It means that there is no intermediary state between the staff and the serpent. It is rather to know if one is in Kedusha or in Sitracha. It turns out that in any case, they do not have any other choice but to assume the discernment of faith above reason, called a staff.